Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, a little peculiarity going on here momentarily with Atlanta and San Diego resuming a suspended game.
So saw that.
There's chicken on the bone for both these teams momentarily. It's 5-4. The Padres are up. This game was from a couple of months ago, and then they're going to have the second half of an odd doubleheader. So if the Braves drop them both and the Phillies win today, all of a sudden you got real action. And similarly, if the Padres can somehow gut these both out, well, then maybe they can, you know, breathe life into what's remaining of their hopes.
I don't know.
No, I do know. Both things I said are factually accurate. Whether or not you're in give-up mode. So if Philly wins and the Braves lose both of these.
Talk about the Padres. I thought you were talking about the Padres.
Oh, no.
Well, I was. If the Padres go 2-0 today and the Cardinals lose, they pick up a game and a half.
Which will knock it down to?
4.5. As opposed to you lose both and then it's night-night.
And I'm just saying, it's kind of night-night.
As a guy who doesn't think that quitting gets a bad name, I would not be ready to wave the white flag.
Well, how many games back are the A's of the second wild card?
The A's are 4 back,
okay,
but
so
they have to pass
done.
3 teams.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be your rationale. Yeah.
Well, that's the teams. Biggest part of the rationale, and also the A's have fewer games. They have 9 games remaining.
And they got to win the game they play. That's the problem.
Yeah, and they've got Houston in town.
Yeah. All right.
San Diego's got 10 left, including a game in which they're currently leading.
Yeah, I like the Cardinals' chances.
Right. Yeah, I mean, 12 in a row. Actually, they are one win away from tying a team for the longest win streak of the year. Do you want to play a quick game, Stein?
Okay, do it.
Find out who it is?
Yeah, I think
I got this one. Yeah.
Well, the ham's been digested, and he's got his pink lemonade.
Yet.
Let's see if he can come through in the clutch.
The
one team this year has won 13 consecutive games. I'll give you each. 2 guesses. We'll start with the goo, but we'll do a snake draft. So, Steiny, your guesses will come back-to-back. That way you can get all your nutritional needs met. Guru, who's that team?
The Magic Johnson LA Dodgers.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that, goo. Sorry. No. We take it over to the pride of the backside of a pig, which is where the ham comes from, and make sure my cheese is processed. Matt Stein Metz, you got 2 shots at it.
Yeah, I like my chances here. The New York Yankees.
The Yankees.
He's 1-and-done. The Yankees did win, and we should play that 13 straight times just to drive home the point.
Because, a walk.
Yeah, actually, in that case, we'll play it 14 times. See if we can't keep you out till Tuesday. Cardinals will go for – actually, they're on the pitch right now. At Chicago, looking for number 13. So there you go.
It's that 11-20 start probably in Chicago.
Look at
right?
You.
They're warming up right now, right?
Yep.
Waveland Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One play in the Giants game.
Hold on a second. Hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. By the way, I feel like there's more of a sense of urgency to do the legal on our shows compared to the other shows. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever heard Bonte or Damon cut off one of their hosts to do the legal like I sometimes do. And I frankly don't like to be put in that position.
Well, if I can enlighten you, and I don't want this to come across as being a know-it-all, but the whole notion of the legal ID has to be, you know, inserted within 5 minutes either side of the top of the hour. It's an unenforced crime. It's akin to going 26 in a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit, except in Alameda, where you might do time.
Whoa. Off Fernside.
Seriously. Whoa. If you're on Ensenada,
Alameda?
Yeah, you might get put. You might do a stretch for going 26 in a 25. It's basically an unenforced little quirk, but
right. I got
we
you.
All, you know, it's, I got it's you. Like that looming threat.
But now
you got to get it in,
up,
Steiny.
Now that you brought it up, there is no when you're on when you're in Alameda, I would encourage everybody to drive the speed limit. Let me tell you something also about Alameda. Here's what I do in Alameda more than any other place on planet Earth. I simply pull over. I'm driving 25 in a 25 zone. You want to get on my bumper? Just go by me.
You're one of them.
Dude, Alameda is brutal. Brutal. I'm telling you, they enforce. Hey, Giants. What were you going to say, Guru, about the Giants?
How the game ended. I haven't second-guessed Kapler all season, and maybe I just understand the game wrong, but why wouldn't you load the bases for one ground ball, double play dibs, it gets you out of the inning. So you get the ground ball, but your second baseman has to do gymnastics to get it to home. And I'm just sitting there like, no, the numbers say load the bases. And the guys even talked about it on the broadcast. Just curious. And again, Kapler's been perfect, but that one bothered me. If that's in the offs or postseason, damn it, walk bases loaded and set up for a double play if you get that ground ball. I didn't understand.
Yeah, it's tough because you're going to bring the infield in most likely. I don't think you'll play it at double play depth. There was the thought that you should bring in a fifth infielder also because
that's
a fly ball is, you know, fly ball is going to beat you anyway. I think the only way you would look at it from a defensible standpoint is maybe you like the Leon Caratini matchup. So, you know, you liked.
You got what you wanted, you know, but you had to throw home. When if you got, you know, had you loaded the bases and got that ball, my turn too.
Yeah, and with Brandon Crawford being a part of that turn, you like your chances.
Yeah.
But I think you could look at it and second guess it. No, it's a fair thought. It's fair game.
I think maybe, too, if he can strike Caratini out, then maybe they walk the next guy to set up an inning-ending double play. But the idea of five infielders I thought was interesting, and I wouldn't have been opposed to doing that. Not that I thought about it at the time, but I think it did make a lot of sense. Hey, here's the thing, Goo, about this wild card, and I was thinking about this yesterday. We got to stop making the wild card the be-all and end. Oh, they got to win the division. They have to win the division. They can't play in that one. Why not? Why not? It's not football where if you're a wild card team, you basically have no chance. If you have to play your one-game playoff, you have to play your one game. But if you win the one-game playoff, you're back to even Steven, essentially. So it's like one game. Everybody, you won 105 games. Now we can't. We have to play. We have to win one game. Come on. Win one game and go play the Dodgers. That's not an excuse.
Okay. I love the passion, but there to me, it's not about the Giants. It's whatever team has to do this. And Dibs, the fact that you have to play a game where you don't get days off to set your rotation, so you may have your third or fourth best pitcher, all depending on how hard you go trying to avoid playing in that game on the mound for a nine-inning fluker. And I just believe if you win 90 to 100-plus games, that somehow should be a system set up to where you're not the team playing that nine-inning game. And, Steiny, you know me better than that. I love competition, but, Dibs, this is unfair to me.
90 games now it's if you win 90, you can't play a wild card?
Remember, you asked me the other day. We talked 90 to 100 plus.
That's a joke.
You said, how would you fix it? Dibs asked me how I'd fix it. I told him.
It's absurd is what it is. And the only way to fix it would be to create a balanced schedule. You would have to make – if you want it to be fair – then in order to make it fair, your schedule would be complete logistical gymnastics and you would lose out on what we love so much, which is 19 games of Giants-Dodgers. 19.
Man.
We got Red Sox-Yankees guys starting tonight for three. That's going to determine the playoffs. If the Yankees sweep Boston, the Red Sox could find themselves outside the second wild card. They've been holding the first card for weeks. The Yankees can come in and wreak havoc, or Boston sweeps the Yankees, who fall out of it. The A's could sweep Houston. Toronto and Seattle could spit the bit. The A's could be a game out. I mean, this is what we live for. If you had to make it fair, you would make a balanced schedule where every team played every other team the same amount of games. And so, you know, the Marlins and the Giants, the first of 10, it's awful. You don't want to have, first of all, the travel is already brutal enough in baseball with all these trips you have to take, and it would kill the rivalry. The system is fine. If a team wins 104 and they have to play a one-off, well, guess what? It's like being back in the 1960s all over again when we were tougher as people. We didn't always ask if something was fair. The rules were there. You tried like heck to do your best, and the good Lord willing, you woke up to live another day. You didn't sit there and cry and whine about fair and unfair.
I'll tell you what, Dibs, let me follow up on that. I am so sick of this crap. And you know what, Goo? I tell you right now, you don't like it? It'll be different next year. Don't worry. You won't have to worry about it. And I'll tell you why you won't have to worry about it on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.